Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Maseches Chulin Dav Zayin. The Gemara here, starting on Dav, it starts on Dav Vavim and Beis, brings an incident that happened that Hayyid Rabbi Yeshua Ben Zarev Ben Chavim Sharamea, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Zarev, the son of Rameya's father-in-law, said, Eidus Lefnei Rabbi. He said, Eidus in front of Rabbi, Al Rabbi Meir. He said, Eidus about Rabbi Meir. I guess his brother-in-law. She'achal ola shel yerek mi Beis Shan. That he ate a leaf of a vegetable from the city of Beis Shan. And he ate it, like Rashi says, without taking meiser. So that indicated that there's no chiv chumas and meisers from Beis Shan, because it's chutzlaritz. V'hit the Rabbi is Beis Shan kulay al yodai. So Rebbe said, because of that edus, therefore we could allow eating the produce of Beis Shan, the entire Beis Shan, based on this edus that Rebbe Meir ate the olah shel yerek. We see that there's no chiv chumas and meisers; it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara first challenged him, that said that Rebbe was asked that avisecha and avis avisecha noig by iser, the fathers and grandfathers did take ma'aser from it, and you're going to make it, you're going to have say that it's mutter. So he brought the meraya that there's such a thing. You see that Chizkio broke the copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu made in order to save the Eden from the snake bites. And he broke the copper snake because Klal Yisrael was being over it. And the Gemara says, we see that the other kings that were very big tzaddikim, like Asa and Yehoshaphat, didn't do it. They destroyed all their desire. They still didn't break this copper snake. So obviously you should rely on their psak and not break it. And he said, Makam Nichalai Vesel Visgader. Obviously it wasn't that way, because Chizkio, his fathers left him a place where he could steig, he could grow. So Afani, Makam Nichalai Vesel Visgader Bay. Sometimes a chiddush in Torah is only revealed to the later dar. Rashi says that the reason why the fathers left him a place to lizgader was because b'may yigdal shmai, the Marsha says it's hard to say that they meant it b'kavana, that Asa and Yehoshaphat wanted Dafka Chizkiyahu should do it so that he should have a skus. Because why would they not do the right thing just so that their children should have a skus? Means that's why Hashem was mesavit that way. Hashem was mesavit that way so that the later Dairah should have a schus. So here also, Rebbe has a schus of the Mata Beis Shan. The Gemara says, you see from there, Talmud Chacham says, you don't say that, how could it be true? Why didn't the Kadmainim know about it? No, sometimes it could be revealed to the later Dairahs. And the Gemara asked Akasha, how could that be that Beis Shan is not from Eretz Yisrael? So Pasuk, it says it is. The Pasuk in Shaiftim that says that Menashe did not conquer Beis Shan, even though it was part of the Chaluk. So you see clearly that Beis Shan is a Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, he forgot that Mimra from Rav Shimon Eliyakim, Mishum Lezim Pedas, that said it Mishum Lezim and Shemua, that there were many cities that the Olim Mitzrayim conquered, and the Olei Bavel did not conquer, because whatever the Olei Bavel did not conquer doesn't have a din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because Kitchu is showing the Kitchel Shait of Eloi Kitchel Asalavit. The original Kedusha Yeshua came was only Kaddish for the time that Klal Yisrael was on in Eretz Yisrael. It was Eloi Kitchel Asalavit when there was the Golas, the Churban, then it lost the Kedusha. So now the Olei Bavel came, and they were Mekadish it again, but they were in Mekadish the whole thing. They left some cities, so that way there wouldn't be an Issa Shvius in those cities. And the Aniyim could take the Maisa Sheni and Leket Shicha and Peah from those fields. Otherwise, if no one would be able to plant and grow crops on Shemitah, so the Aniyim wouldn't have any food on Shemitah. Here at least you'd have the cities, which was like Kitchum Eile Bavel, and Lysis the Eden still lived there, so those places, they weren't Mekadosh, they left it as Chutz Laretz, deliberately so that way there should be some produce growing in the places where the Eden lived, in the vicinity of Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, so that Nim would have what to eat on Shemitah. That's the Gemara. So Rashi says that the part that the Olei Bavel was Mekadesh, they were Leibolu B'churim Ba'yisheni. Brings the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos brings the Pasuk, Ve'yach Hashem Elokecha El Eretz Asher Yoshua V'Secha V'Yirishta, that Hashem will bring you to the land which your forefathers inherited, and you will inherit it. So it sounds like there's two Yerushas. So it's the Gemara Darshins, it only says two times, Asher Yoshua V'Secha V'Yirishta, that your forefathers inherited, and you inherit it. Yerusha Rishayna Ushni Yeshlem. There could be two Yerushas. In other words, the first Yerusha is Batul. So the second Yerusha is the second Yerusha. But Shlisha Sein Lem, Shashni Alei Pascha. So therefore, Zakt Rashi, in the times of Rebbe, there was an Isser, there was a Chi of Chumas and Maishas, or the Raisadik Chi of an Eretz Yisrael. Now I want to discuss two sugyas. I want to discuss this first. The Shaila is, what is the din of Chumas and Maishas Bizman Azeb? Is there a chi of the Raisa, like Rashi indicates or not? It's a machlekes Rishayim. And why is it no chi of the Raisa? That also is a machlekes Rishayim. And I also want to discuss the chi of the Rabbanan, because the Gemara here is Mavur, Lechare, that if it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael, there is no chi of Chumas and Maishas, even in the Rabbanan. So there also Rashi says, Rashi and Davavam Beis, the Vemaskel's Beis Shan Kula, that Rashi says that they're only discussing the Yerakais and the Peiris of Elon, because Rashi goes like the Shita of Rav Yishayim, that only Dagon, Tiresh, and Yitzar, grain, the Chamisha, Minim, wheat and barley, and spelt oats and rye, that's the Raisa, and Tiresh, wine, and Yitzar, oil, those are the things that are Mechuyev and Chumas and Maishas mid the Raisa. And everything else, all Peiris of Elon and all Yerakas are only Chuyev and Chumas and Maishas mid the Rabbana. And Rashi holds that in Chutz La'aretz, Dagon, Tiresh, V'Yitzar, which is Mechuyev Midrash and Eretz Yisrael, that's what's Mechuyev in Chutz La'aretz, but everything else, which is only Mechuyev Midrabban in Eretz Yisrael, is not Mechuyev in Chutz La'aretz, and that's Pshat Negamara, that the Ola Shel Yerek, the Maisa Derabbanan, is not by Chutz La'aretz. But that's not the only Shita, so that's another issue. Like we said, the first issue is, what's the Dinda Iraisa? Lagabe Eretz Yisrael, after the Churban, what's the pshat? Lagabe the parts that were kaivish Eilei Bavel, the Rashi says is mechuyev even after the Churban Midrashah. What are the das of the other Rishayim? And also, what's the din in Chutz La'aretz? Is there a chiyuv derabanan? And Rashi says for Dagon and Tiresh V'Yitzar there is a chiyuv derabanan, and only for other things there's no chiyuv derabanan, because they are even Eretz Yisrael derabanan. What is the das of the Rishayim there? And most of the Marim Mekaymis that I have, I got from the Sefer HaNifla, Derech Emuna, from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what he wrote in the Rambam Menuchas Chumas. So let's start first the Shaila about the Din Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Is it Batul? So Rashi already brought the Gemara. The Gemara is in Yevamos. The Gemara says that the Kedusha Rishayna is like Kitchelas Lavei, and Kedusha Shnia is Kitchelas Lavei. But you look there, it's actually a machloikis of the Gemara in Yevamos. That's one man the Amar. The Rashi seems to name on like that man the Amar. And the Rambam also paskins that way. The Rambam is in two places. It's in Hilchas Chumas, Perek Aleph Alachei, and it's also in Hilchas Besa Bechira, in Perek Vav, the end of Perek Vav. Perek Vav, it's Alacha Yudalad Tezvav and Tezayin. So we'll start by speaking out the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Beis HaBechira. The Rambam there says, first of all, he says like this. He says, Lagabi the Kedusha, there's two dinim the Rambam holds in Kedusha Eretz Yisrael that we have to discuss. There's the question of Kedushas HaMikdash, whether you're allowed to bring karbonis in the Makam HaMikdash, whether you're allowed to eat, and he puts this together with eating Ma'is HaShemi in Yerushalayim. That din Kedusha, that's one din. And that the Rambam says, that once it was Niskadish, Kedusha Rishaynes Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavai, that when Shlomo HaMelech made the Beis HaMikdash, he was Mekadish the Beis HaMikdash, and then it becomes Kaddish, even if it's Chorev, it still has the Kedusha. And that's where the Rambam paskins, Makriv Mafri Shein Bayis. And the Rambam there says, "V'lamani ayma b'mikdash Yerushalayim shekdusha Yerushayna tushas and lasa lavayim u'bekdusha shayretz yisol in shviyas u'maisus u'kyeitzim loike chalasa lavayim." Why am I mechalak? Why do I say that lagabe the kedusha of mikdash in Yerushalayim there is a din of kitchalasa lavayim, and lagabe shviyas and maishas and everything else there hold loike kitchalasa lavayim? At least the kedusha Yerushayna. We'll get to the kedusha Shni in a minute. And the Rambam says, the kedusha of mikdash Yerushalayim the shchina v'shchina in a betela. The din kedusha of the mikdash Yerushalayim comes from the shchina, and male is not totally in the binyan b'chlal. The shchina is never batal. And he says, the pasuk says, "Shemaisis mikdashechem." Even Eroshem mikdashasen hengkaimen. But he says, "But the chiyuv aretz v'shvius of amaisis, that's not because of the shchina, that's because of the kivush. Ein el neishu kivush rabim." So once it was nilkecha aretz midem, so batal kivush. There's no kivush. V'nifter min atayra min amaisis min ashvius shayin eretz yisrael. The Mikdash in Yerushalayim is not totally on the Yidden being there, and it's not totally on the Binyan being there, it's totally on the Shekhinah being there, and the Shekhinah stays there forever. Masha'en Kain, the Kedusha of the land of Eretz Yisrael, Lagabei, the agriculture, Lagabei, Maishas, and Shvius, that's totally on the Kibush, that's because they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so it's totally if they still have the Kibush. If they don't have the Kibush anymore, the land is taken away from them, it's bottled the Kibush, so Mamela, there's no din of Maishas and Shvius Minatayah. The Ravid actually holds Pung Faket. The Ravid Lagabe Kedushas Yerushalayim in the Mikdash. He says that's totally in the Bayis. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Ravid's passing like the Mandiyam in the Gemara that you don't say Makivin Af Vishayim Bayis. And the Ravid at the end of Perek Aleph of Ilchas Chumas, he says that Lagabe Chumas, he holds the Chumas of his Manazet is the Raisa. Exactly the opposite of the Rambam. But we're going to speak a little bit more about the Shittas of Rambam. Now the Rambam Nevaila is saying that Kedushas Yerushalayim is totally in the Shechina, that's never batal. Masha'en Kein Kedushas of the land, Lagabe Shvius and Maishas, that's totally in the Kibush, and when it's Nilkecha Mi'adam, so then it's batal the Kibush. So Oy Bazoi, why does the Gemara say that the Kedushas Shnia is Kitchel Asilavi? So the Rambam says, the Kevin Sha'ola Ezra V'Kitchel, a Kitchel B'Kibush. When Ezra came and was kavish it, he wasn't kavish it, but kibush. Ela bechazaka. Shachziku ba. He didn't conquer it. Ezra never conquered it. It was still in the Rishayin of the Malchi Paras. Ela ma, it was chazaka. Chazaka means he held on to it. Well, if vincha kalmakim shachziku ba ele bavel, and his kadish victushis Ezra shnia, harei makudish hayayim. So wherever the ele bavel was there, so they was the kadish victushis Ezra, so that's still makudish. And the Melech Chayev and Shvius and Meisus, like we explained in Nilchus Truma. So the Rambam is explaining the chilik between the Oilei Mitzrayim, which is batal, and the Oilei Bav, which is not batal. But it's hard to understand exactly what the Rambam is saying. Many, many Achreinim and Mefarshim are mescabed in it. But the words of the Rambam is that the Kedusha Rishayim was done on the Kibush. And since it was done on the kibush, so Mamela, it was taken away from them, was bought to la kibush. It's bought to la kibush, so Mamela, it's potter from Chumas and Maishas Midiraisa. But Ezra was not Mekadosh of kibush, he was Mekadosh of Chazaka, Shechzikuba, we know exactly what Chazak is, Stam, because they were there. And Mamela, wherever they were Machzik, it's in Skadosh Bekdushas Ezra, Hashnia, and it's still Mekadosh today. Even though the lamb was taken away. So the Kasha Mishnah, if an art, asks the Kasha, any idea, ma kayach chazaka gadol mi kayach kibush? Why is chazaka greater? Why is it stronger than kibush? And why don't we say by chazaka also? They were machzik in it, fine, but once it was taken away, they're no longer machzik. So Mamela, let's battle the chazaka. And also, he says, when the first time when they did kibush, they also did chazaka. Okay, they did kibush, but there was also chazaka there. So why would Chazaka without Kibush be a better Kiddush, a more lasting Kibush, than Chazaka with Kibush? Kesem Misha says he doesn't understand Parshat Pshat in the Rambam. Now the Rambam in Hilchus Chumas, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, says a drop different. The Rambam's Nusach there is like this. Kol Shechziku Eile Mitzrayim, V'Niskadosh Kedusha Rishayna, Kevin Shegola Ba'lu Kedushasa. Anything which the Eile Mitzrayim, were machzik in it, and it got in the kedusha. The one say regalu is batal kedushasim. Shekdusha is shayne lefi shahaisib ne'akibush bulvad. The Kedusha Rishayna was only from the Kibush. So, Kachel HaShaita, V'Kitchel HaSalavai. Kevin Sha'olu B'nei HaGoyle V'Gziku V'Mikshas HaOretz, Kedushu HaKedusha Shniya, Haimedes La'olam, L'Shaita Ula HaSalavai. The B'nei Goyle, they were made a Kedusha, which is Haimedes La'olam, L'Shaita and La'asalavai. And then he says, when Agamar says, Enicho Eisem Mekaymesh, Ezeke Mel Mitzayim, V'Gziku Mem Eli Bavel, V'Lipachim, Etchuvah Meishas, Kedesh Yismuch Aleim, Aniyim B'Shvias. Now, the places where the Eli Mitzrayim, V'Gziku, and the Eli Bavel were not, so therefore, they were not part of them from Chumas and Meishas in order that the Aniyim should have what to eat on Shemitah. So, there is a Taisis Yantif in Masechtas Edias, is Periches Mishnah Vav. He wants to explain the Rambam. He brings the Kesa Mishnah's Kasha, and he says that if the site how you got Eretz Yisrael is through Kibush, so how'd you get it? Because you conquered it. So now someone else conquered it. So now it's not yours anymore. So it's both of the Kibush, it's both of the Kedusha's Eretz. Mashenkin, if the site how you got Eretz Yisrael is because of Chazaka, and he says, Shekziku miyad melech parash and also mishayin lahachzikba. So they came there not through kibush. They came there through permission. They had rishus to be machzik. Like osi kibush umavatul chazaka shayim midas anosin. Since this chazaka was not done, that you didn't grab it from someone, you were machzik with the rishus of the rightful owner. So melech, now someone grabs it from you, it's not batul. He says vein lahashiv. What do you mean? It wasn't the rightful owner before. They even owns the land. They even gave Klal Yisrael the land. There's a sinus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why isn't that called Chazaka? So he says, but the Eibishter, he gave you the land, it's true. But then the Eibishter sent Nevi'im and said that they're going to be Chari of the land. And they also said that Kairish Melech Paras will give back the land. So all this was done with the plan of the Eibishter, but we don't find anything about this, any Nevu on the second Churban. So Mela, it's Shalai Kedin and then Karkin Exelis. So the original thing we got through Kibush, so they took it away through us through Kibush. But the second we got B'chazaka B'rishus, so Mele, Kibush is not going to take it away in Karkin Exelis. But the Achreinim on his kasha very much to understand this Tesis Yomtev, because the Imanushuch, if the Ikat time is because taking away Eretz Yisrael was legitimate the first time, because the Nevi'im were Menabe, but it wasn't legitimate the second time because there was no Navi, so what does that have to do with the fact that the first Kedusha came on the day Kibush and the second Kedusha came on the day Chazaka? And if the Yisayda Davar is, because the first time was an illegitimate Kibush, it was not Berishayin, it was Stam. They just grabbed it, so Mela good. The while they have it, it's theirs, but when you grab it back, you grab it back. Mashenkin, the second time was legitimate, it was Berishayin, so Mela, no one could grab it from them. So Mavad, that is a very big Deichik to say it's considered that they grabbed it illegitimately because the Eivishah gave it to them. But the pshat is, so why are they better than the Malchei Paras? The Malchei Paras also got it through Kibush. The Malchei Paras don't have it anymore. So Mel, they're not anymore, but it's just the Malchei Paras, or anyone who owns the land. So Mel, why shouldn't it be batul? Achreinim are bothered by the Taisus Yomtev. A number of later Achreinim were mechaven pretty much to the same pshat in the Rambam. And really, Kfar Kodmam, and they bring it down, the Radvaz, in his Pirish to the Rambam Menuchas Chumas. Because like we said, the Rambam Menuchas Beis HaMechira makes a big point to this, that the first thing was done through Kibush, and Mamela, when they lost it, they don't have the Kibush anymore. The second was done through Chazaka, so Mamela is not Batul. The Shaz, what does it mean? Why should Chazaka be better than Kibush? And why wasn't the Chazaka the first time? Those are the two Kesa Mishnas Kasha. But the Rambam in Hilchas Chumis, he just says that the Kedusha Rishayna was because of the Kibush, and it's Batul the Kibush, so Mele it's gone. And all of Bnei Goyla, they were Ziku, but Mixas Aretz Kachua, Kedusha Shniya, Emendus La'ilam. They were Makadish, Kedusha Shniya, Emendus La'ilam. So the advisor explains that, the advisor in Hilchas Chumis. He says, V'nir L'daitai, that the first time they weren't Makadish B'peh, but B'mei Ezra, they were Makadish B'peh. So he says, it's still Shver. Why wasn't Yeshua Mekadosh Bepet? Unlike the Kedusha be forever. So he says, the Teretz says, Yeshua knew that it was going to be Charif. And he didn't want that it should be Mekadosh forever. He wanted that the Anim should have a Takana B'Shvius. And that's why they left it B'mei Ezra. At Kander advised, B'milim Ktsarim, Nenuchas Chumas. The Shail is that Shdim with the words that the Rambam himself and Beis HaMechira that says that the first Kedusha was Kibush and the second Kedusha was Chazaka. So the Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud, and the Kaivitz Haaretz, in Simen Samach Beis, and the Chazon Ish, in Hilchos Shviyos Perek Gimel, Sifkan Aleph, they all, I think, were mechaven to the same word. They say, yeah, that stems with the advice, stems with the Rambam and Beis HaBechir. Because the Yisayin Dover is that Yeshua was never Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. How did it become Kaddish? It became Kaddish al Yidei the Kibush. If it became Kaddish al Yidei the Kibush, so then, whenever it's bottled the Kibush, it's bottled the Kedusha. Mashiach came Ezra, he went and was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Because if he wouldn't, they didn't have a Kibush then. It was Bishus Malchi Paras. There was no Kibush. So the only way to make it Kaddish is if you Mekadosh it. And since it's Kaddish al Yidei was Mekadosh it, so Mela, it's not totally in the Kibush anymore. And the Dvar Avraham says it's very meduyik in the Rambam Menuchas Trumas. The Rambam's lashon is that when it was Exiku Oilem Mitzrayim and it was a Skadish Kedusha Rishayna, Kevin Shigalu Batla Kedushasan, the Rambam's lashon is Shikdusha Rishayna, Fisha Haisim Ne'a Kibush Bavat Kitsha L'Shaita. It became Kaddish L'Shaita. It doesn't say it was Mekadishit. The Kedusha Rishayna was because of the Kibush, so Kitsha L'Shaita became Kaddish L'Shaita. And when the Rambam says, Kevin she'olu b'nei goyla, the zikah b'mixis oritz, the Rambam's law is, k'tshuha kedusha shniya. They were mekadeshit. That's the Yisayda Dover. The first one was mekadesh by itself, al yidei the kibush. It was mekadesh by itself, al yidei the kibush. Memela, it's batal when the kibush is batal. Now, shenken, the second kedusha, they were mekadeshit. And that's what the Rambam means, Kevin she'olu ezhe v'kitcha, he's not being mechalek between kibush and chazaka. He's saying that it wasn't the kibush that was mekadeshit memela. Ezra had to be mekadeshit because he had no kibush. It was only chazaka. If it's only chazaka, then you need that Ezra should go bepayel be mekadeshit. Once Ezra's bepayel mekadeshit, that's not totally in the kibush. That's oimid loyalam. Abachon HaMamish says the same thing like the Dvar Avram and Simon Samach Beis, like we mentioned. He brings the Taisis. We're going to speak about it. The question was, if Maiser Bizmana says, the Raisa Derabanan. So the Shaila is, if you hold this Deraisa, the Medrash says that by Maiser's Kevin Shigola Niftru, and they Chayvu Atzma Me'alehim. The Medrash says that they were Pata by the first Golas, and they were Mechayv themselves Me'alehim. So Taisis says that what it means is, not that they're Mechuyiv Midirabanan, it means they were part of the meaning they didn't have to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, and they were Mechayev Atzman Me'alein, that means that they went and Shafta Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Me'alein. So Mechanan says, this is the Yisait. When you have Kibush, then you Mechayev and Shemus and Maishas without you deciding to make it Eretz Yisrael. But once they were Galu, it's Pater. So now it's no longer Eretz Yisrael. They came up in Me'ezer, there was no Kibush. So Be'etzin, they could have left in that Eretz Yisrael, but they wanted to Mechayiv and Chumas and Maishas. So that's why they went there with Mekadosh and they made it into Eretz Yisrael. Now they were Nichu Mekayimus, Yismuchu Aniyim Aleim. So that's the Yisayin, like we said, it's from the Dvar Avram, from the Rabbi Chanan, from the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Chafishel Pirlau, in his Birim on the Sefer Mitzvahs for Absandigayin, it's in Loisa Seirei Shayin Aleph, he says very similar. He just doesn't say it was up to them. He just says that was the din. The din Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the first time was totally in Kibush, and the mail is bottled by the Kibush. Mashengen, the din Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the second time, was totally in the fact that they were Mekadeshit. And the mail of that wasn't bottled. But that's the pshat that Kama Achreinim learned in the Rabba. But there's a big mavuka in the Rishonim, because there are common gemaras that are pretty much seisim, that Shuma and Maishas Bizmana says the Rabbanan. There's the Gemara in Psachim Emdalan Amen Aleph, and the same Gemara is on Nozir Daflamid Zayin Amen Aleph that says it's the Rabbanan. Chaim Knievsky in his Biurim, in his Biur Alacha, the Anderich Amunah, he brings all the Gemaras besides the Psachim Daf Yudam Amen Aleph, Kitten Daf Samachek, Suvis Daflamid Vavam Bez, Bavakam Daf Kuf Yudalan Amen Bez, and other places. So the common places that say that Shuma Bizmana says the Rabbanan. On the other hand, we have that Gemara in Yevamis that Rashi quoted on Daf Pei Beis that says, it's actually a machlokes there, but Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita v'loi Kitchel Asad Lavei, and Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Shaita v'Kitchel Asad Lavei. So there are Rishaynim that hold that we don't paskin like that Gemara, we bask in that even the Kedusha Shnia is totally on the fact that Klal Yisrael has the land, and once it was taken away, it lost the Kedusha. It's the Rashba in Masech Teshuah, Staff Tezayin and Aleph, and Yevamah, Staff Pei Beis, and also the Rashba brings it in his Sefer in Piskei Chala, and also the Arzuruah brings the Ritzvah, in the beginning of Hilchas Chala, and also the Sefer Trumas. So there are Rishayim that hold that the Psak Halacha is like Rish Lakish over there in the Gemara in Yevamah, that Trumah Bizmanazez Durabanan, because there is no longer any Kedushas Haaretz. We don't paskin like the Gemara. The Gemara Bur Rabbi Yosi that said that Asher Yarshav Sein V'Rishta, like Rashi brings down that Yerusha Shnia Isla Yerusha Shlishis Lesla. No, we paskin that we'll have a Yerusha Shlishis when Mashiach comes, and it's bottled the Kedushas Haaretz with the Churban Bayashen. But that's only a Mir of Rishayna. But they hold that way because of the Kamas Stomei Gemara that says that Chuma Bizman says the Rabbanan. On the other hand, there are Kamer Rishenim that hold that Taka Chuma Bizman says the Raisa. Rashi seems to be saying that here in our Sugya. Also, like we mentioned, the Ravid in the Asagas, the Ravid in Hilchas Chumas at the end of Perik Aleph holds that way. And the Rajman Yevamis brings down the Rav Avbezin holds that way. And the Kaftav Aferach is a Rishon that wrote on Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, he holds that way. And the Tur, and Simon Shinlam Nauf brings it B'Shem the Ri. And also other Rishonim, the Mardchai, and the Urayim, that hold that Chumas and Raisas is Manazes de Raisa. Because that's the Maskanis HaGemara there in Yevam Mestaf Pei Beis. And you have to be Matcha that the other Gemaras that say that it's the Rabbanan, they go like the man, the Omer, that it's the Rabbanan, but we don't pass it the way we pass it like a Be'echon, that Chumas is Manazes de Raisa. But the Rambam took a third Mahalach, and the Gaon explains this in the beginning of Simon Shinlam and Aleph. And the Rambam, at the end of Perik Aleph, in Ilchus Chumas, he says like this, that Chumah bizman hazeh, afilu b'makam shechziku oylei bavav, afilu b'me'ezra einim atar elam midivrein. Even though he said in the beginning of the Perik that whatever the oylei bavav were mekadesh, that remains kadesh l'olam, and that's what he says in Beis HaMechira. But here, at the end of the parak, in Halacha Chavav, he says that Chumah L'maisa is not min HaTorah Midivrayim. Why? He says, She'em lach Chumah Shel Torah B'Eretz Yisrael, U'bizman She'kol Yisrael Sham. You need a tnai for Chumah that you have to have all the Yidin in Eretz Yisrael. She'na mekisavayu, B'yiz kulchem k'shoye b'rush yirushayinu, k'ma she'hin esid l'lach z'rush yishlishas, lo'y k'shoye b'rush yishnish yisim e'ezra, she'zabiyah miksas, l'fiq l'chayv ha'isim min HaTorah. So only it be a smiksas, so mel that machayim in a teira, and he says, v'chein yearly shudim in maishas, shem chayim azan azal midivreim ketruma. So he's mechadish anu p'tur. He's mechadish a p'tur that if the klal Yisrael is not there, so memela, it doesn't have a din of chumas in maishas. So the Raven is bothered, the Rambam himself said that Kedusha says is kitchel oilam, l'gabi chumas in maishas. The Rambam says it in Hilchas Chumas, and Hilchas Beis HaBechira. The Rambam says, in the end of Hilchas Beis HaMechira, that Kevin Shalom Ezra V'Kitcha, like Kitcha B'Kibah Shalom B'Chazaka Shechzika, but like we mentioned, and he says, Memela, it wasn't Batal Ve'im Akudah Shayim, Afish Nichlika Aretz V'menu, V'Chayim V'Shviyas V'Meisris. Sounds clear, he says, you are M'Chayim V'Shviyas V'Meisris M'Dereisa. And he was Mashman that way, in Hilchas Chumas also, he says, that it's Kitcha L'Shayit Elas Elavah. It sounds like he's saying in the context of the Chayim of Chumas V'Meisris. So the Chazanish says, and the Pshat is Be'etzim, the Aretz has Kedusha B'Negeya, Chumas V'Maishas. There's just a T'nai, that you don't have Klal Yisrael there in Eretz Yisrael, so Memela is no Chiv, and not because it's missing the Kedusha's Aretz, it's missing another T'nai. It's missing a T'nai that you need Klal Yisrael to be there. But that's not a Chsarin in the Kedusha's Aretz. It's a little bit schwer. Because my nafkamina, Teretz's nafkamina is, if, let's say, Klal Yisrael would come, and you'll have the whole Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, then the Taka would be chayiv in Chumas V'Maishas min HaTorah. I saw in the Gracha L'Shas another nafkamina. If you're going to say that the reason why Chumas B'Zana says there are banas, because you'll say that Kedushas Haaretz is bottled by the Churban, or you're going to say that Chumas B'Zana says there are banan, because you don't have Rav Yisrael allowed. Because Reb Chaim brings a shtickle from Rabbi Alexander Meishel Lapidus, who was a big gadol towards the end of the 1800s. He wrote a shtickle, he published it in one of the Kisvei Eis. He wanted to be mekel in the mitzvahs of Tullius Ba'aretz for the yishuv that was starting then in Eretz Yisrael. Lady was chayzer because the other gedolei Torah were maskim to him, so he agreed to be chayzer. But the svari said was like this. The Rambam says that we paskin that ein kinyan la'akum lafkia Eretz Yisrael b'dei chumus u'maishas. If you have goyish own land in Eretz Yisrael, it still has a chi of chumus u'maishas, providing that the payers belong to you. There's another p'tur called miruach hakum, which that we do hold of, but that could be a chi of the rabbanon. But al kopanim, if you have goyish land, we hold ein kinyan la'akum lafkia b'dei chumus u'maishas. Let's say you have a land that's owned by a guy and he rented it to a yid. So they'd be mechayev and chumus u'maishas minatera. But in Surya, with the whole kedushas, there are banan. So memela, there we say that yesh kinyan la'akum, they were only made kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Surya's kibush yachad leish me kibush. The din kedush Eretz Yisrael is there are banan. So there we say that the guy could be mafkiyim with the chumus u'maishas. So Alexander Meishu want to say like this. Since Bizman is at Chumas Darabanan, so it's in like Surya. If it's in like Surya, so if that's a Goyish land, we'll say, Yesh kinyan la'akum lafkia. So Zakdeh, since the land is owned by the government, they could charge taxes, and if you don't pay taxes, they take away the land. So it's a Gemara. That's Mashma, that means that it belongs to the government. So Mela blives like the land belongs to a guy. And the male will be part of Chumas u'maishas. That's what he's mitzadet to say. So mavad that it's a chiddush that even when they're paying the taxes, it blives like goyish land. They just blive like they're renting it from the goyim. Reb Chaim said that the sefer Chuma says is the sefer Chuma holds that Chuma b'zman is ez derabanan. And the male he says is a din that if a guy owns the land, he would say that a kinyan akum be mafkim b'dei Chumas u'maishas. But the Rambam Mefurish is not the way. The Rambam holds Chumas Manazez Darabanan. And the Rambam Mefurish Paskins, he doesn't make any chilik from his Manazez, holds even B'me'ezritz Darabanan. And still he says that if a guy buys land in Syria, it's Mefkiah. And if he buys land in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Mefkiah. So the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Zagdib Chaim, the Sefer Chumas and the Rambam are going L'shitasa. The Sefer Chumas holds that Chumas Manazez Darabanan because it's Bata Kedusha Sarit. So he also, we don't paskin the din that Kedusha Shnia is Kitcha L'shaita Ula Asud Lavoi. So Ayvazai, for all intents and purposes, L'gavit Chumas U'maishas Al-Kabanim, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Only Midarabanan. So Mela has exactly the same din as Surya. Vashenkin, the Rambam Paskins Bet Simon has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael L'gavit Chumas U'maishas. Now it's missing a T'nai that you need Bias Kulam. You need that the Kla Yisrael should be there. But midrabanan, there's a chiyuv. So you can't say that now a kinyan akal b'mafkia. There's absolutely no chilik if a guy buys it or not. If the land is not Eretz Yisrael, it's only Eretz Yisrael midrabanan. So then you could say the kedushas Eretz Yisrael derabanan. That's totally if it's b'shus Yisrael or not. But if that's someone has kedushas Eretz Yisrael midraisa, that's missing the tenai of roiv kol Yisrael has to be there. But still, there's a din. That midrabanan is chayiv in chumas u'maishas. So ayvazay, the kinyan guy can't be mafkia that din derabanan, because the kinyan guy is not affecting the kedushas aris b'chlal, because the kedushas aris is midraisa, and midraisa we hold ain't kinyan lakum mafkia at shom in the chumas u'maishas. So Mel, that's why the Rambam holds that even though by surya, which is derabanan, but that's because the kedushas derabanan, so a guy could be mafkia, but in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Rabbanim, but the Kedush is the Raisis. The Rabbanim also designed to get tonight that ain't Kal Yisrael Leah, ain't Rav Yisrael Leah. So there, a guy can't be Mefkir, a guy's not Malu Merid. He can't be Mefkir, the Kedush of the Raisis that's there. So begins with the three Mahalchal Mahalacha. You have the Mahalach of Sarmi Shainim, that we paskin, that just like Dushu Shainim's bottle when the land was taken away, Kedush Shnia also, and from the Churban on, there's no more Din Chumas and Raisis mean the Raisa. We have the Rishonim that hold that no, that we paskin that Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Asud Lavoi, and that's the Psaka Lacha. There isn't in Chumas U'maishas even Bizman as Emi Deraisa. And we have the Shita Sarambam, that the Etzem, the Kedusha Shnia is not Batal, but you don't have a Din Chumas U'maishas, even Be Ezra didn't have a Din Chumas U'maishas Mi Deraisa, because you didn't have Rav Yisrael Aleh. And now we're going to discuss the other Sugya. This was all Benegeya the din, what's the din midiraisa? If an Eretz Yisrael midiraisa b'zman achurban, there's a din of Shumas Semaishus. Now the shayla is midirabonim. Now that's clear. In Eretz Yisrael, even b'zman hazeh, there is a chiyuv of Shumas Semaishus al kaponim midirabonim, mekuli alma, mefurish in many, many places. The shayla is, what about Chutz La'aretz? Is there a din Shumas Semaishus midirabonim in Chutz La'aretz? So in Agamar, L'chayitz Mefurish, that there isn't, even Midirabon. Because Agamar is Mefurish, that Beishan, once he decided it wasn't Eretz Yisrael, and even though it was part of the Kibush of Eile Mitzrayim, but it wasn't from the Kibush of Eile Bavel, he patted it from Chumas Semaishus Mekal V'Kal. So you see there's no din of Chumas Semaishus and Chutz La'aretz, and not only Chutz La'aretz, but even parts that did not have the Kibush of Eile Bavel, does not have a din of Chumas Semaishus. Also Gemara Navei Dezara, Nun Chasim and Beis, which is Mefurish, that Rish Lakish said that Batsra, there was din of Chumas Semaishus, he thought he mixed up Batsra with Betzer, and Rabbi Yechanan told him he has to be Chayzer, Batsra is different than Betzer. You see Mefurish, that there's no din Chumas Semaishus, even when they're Rabbanan and Chutz La'aretz. But there's Shayna Mass, that the common Gemara is the same Mefurish that there is. The Gemara in Mechayr is Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara in Be'ah Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Vav, the common Gemaras, which are Mefurish, that they were knowing the din of Chumas Semaishus and Chutz La'aretz. So there are two kashas. One kasha is, how do we answer the stira? How do we answer the stira that in some places it says that there's no din Shumas Semaishus and Chutz La'aretz, and other places it says there is din Shumas Semaishus and Chutz La'aretz? And the second kasha is, we all know, the minig is, we don't do Shumas Semaishus and Chutz La'aretz, even on a farm that's owned by Eden, even on Yiddish produce. And the question is, how does that stem with the Gemara that says there is a chi of Shumas Semaishus and Chutz La'aretz? Now, it could be you could have one teretz on both kashas, but rather, most of the terutzim the Rishonim give on the first kasha to answer the stira still doesn't answer the second kasha. Rishonim discuss that sometimes there is a chiv, sometimes not. What the Gemara means there is a chiv, what the Gemara means is no chiv, like we're going to say, kama terutzim. But the minig in Chutz La'aretz is not to mafra shumas and maishas, even in the cases where according to that particular answer there is a chiv. But there is one teretz which would answer both kashas together, like we'll explain. And according to the other terutzim of the stira, we're going to have to find another teretz why the minik is not to take Shumas Semaishus at all in Chutz La'aretz. So first, the first question, the stira, that our Gemara and the Gemara Navei Dezara is Mefurish, is no din Shumas Semaishus in Chutz La'aretz, and the Gemara Becheiris and Beya and Brachis are Mefurish, is it din Shumas Semaishus midarabanan in Chutz La'aretz. So already spoke out, Rashi here says his teretz, that it depends. Dagen Tirish V'Yitzah, which is a din d'Reis in Eretz Yisrael, there were guys in Chutz La'aretz, Mashayin Kain, other payers, where there's no din d'Reis in Eretz Yisrael, there's no din b'chlal in Chutz La'aretz. So according to this, in Chutz La'aretz, you would have to take Shumas Semaishus from all grain, wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats, and from grapes, wine, and from olives, oil. And the minig is not the way, so we're going to need another teretz stance in the minig. But that's Rashi's pshat, that dog and tirish v'yitzer, you have a chiyuv in the Chutz La'aretz and not anything else. The Rishonim asked, the Gemara in Brachis, Naflam Advav, sounds like tzlaf, which is a tree, you have a chiyuv in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara in Beya, Dafyud Beya, sounds like beans, you have a chiyuv in Chutz La'aretz. So not teretzim for Rashi, then kan makam laharich. L'maisa, the Yishalmi says like Rashi, then the Rishonim bring it, the Yishalmi in Masech Neschala, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, says clearly that the din in Chutz La'aretz was dafka lechashel chumas dog and tirish v'yitzar. So Yishalmi sounds pretty clear like Rashi. Rashal's Avash Sims with the Bavli. So not to Ritzim, the Rishonim that modify this a little bit and say that it's not only dog and tirish v'yitzar, but it means the minim that those minim they were used to having in Eretz Yisrael. The Rash says this in Demai, as Arichas is also the Rash in Demai, in a Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, he says that it applies to Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer, and also the Minim they were used to having in Eretz Yisrael. So wherever it says it's Potter, it means that those vegetables that they didn't have in Eretz Yisrael, there they were never geyser any din of Chumas Semaishus and Chutz La'aretz. So that's the first Teretz, that Chumas Chutz La'aretz is dafka by Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer, or maybe adding Minim that they had in Eretz Yisrael. I think I also saw that some Rishonim are mechalal between Ilonais, which have an Asmachtam and Ateram, so they're more Chomer, and they have a Din of Chutz La'aretz also, Mashenki and Yerokais, like Agamar, some of Maisa Yerek, which don't have an Asmachtam and Ateram, they're more Kal, they weren't guys that had a Chutz La'aretz. But this is one Teretz, Depends which min, the minim that are chayim in the raisa, the minim that are close, that they had those minim in Eretz Yisrael, the minim that you have a, at least an asmachta in the raisa, those are chayim in chutz laretz, not other minim. And according to these teritzim, we still have to miash of the minim in chutz laretz, that we don't take chumas and raisas from any minim. Now another teretz, which is brought in the Ramban here, and the Rajba, and also the Rash in the Mai also brings this teretz, that it's talking about from a guy. Goyish produce is chayiv in Eretz Yisrael, at least midar rabbanan, and goyish produce is not chayiv in chutz laretz. Since the din of chumas chutz laretz is der rabbanan, they weren't guys by goyish produce. Anytime it says the potter, it means that it was grown by a guy. And anytime it says it was chayiv, it means it was grown by a yid. Parsha negeshmak et eretz, and you still would have to miyash the minig that even when you have a Jewish farmer in Chutz Laretz, he doesn't take shumas and aishas. Another teretz brought here in Taisus, and the Rishonim will bring it down, that there's a chilek between demai and vaday. Now, whenever it says that the potter in Chutz Laretz, it doesn't mean vaday. It doesn't mean when you know for sure it's tevel. In Eretz Yisrael, Chazal agrees that not only on vaday, but even on Ephraim Eretz is not nemon and shumas and aishas. So you need a chaver. So, male, there were guys on that, but that's only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laretz, you could trust anybody in Chumas and Maishas. You don't need a chaver. Now, Maris is also trusted in Chumas and Maishas. So, when the Gemara says here about the Ola Shel Yerek, it means Demai. And all the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah means Demai. But any time it's Tevel Vaday, there would be a chiv of Chumas and Maishas. That's Rebbeinu Tam's Teretz. And that chilek state chain in the Mishnah in Demai, that past Kaziv, there's no din demai. So the chayyim, that teretz, the Rishonim say that they hold of, ain't a chenami. In Chutz Laretz, there's no din demai. The question is, does it answer the question, the Rishonim have rayis, that even vaday is not noyig in Chutz Laretz. And there's another teretz, Taisus of Avodah Zarah brings this teretz from Rabbeinu David Mimailin, that it does, when it says that Chutz Laretz is pata from Shumas and Raisa, it doesn't mean it's pata completely. It means that there's certain kulais. L'mashal, you have a kula by chumas chutz laretz, and we actually aneig this kula by chalas chutz laretz, that you don't have to take the truma before you eat it, you can eat it first. Let's say someone by chalas chutz laretz, so you have to take challah, and now it's Shabbos, they can't take challah, so they could eat the challah that they have, they could eat the bread, and at least save a little bit, then we mafresh challah afterwards. Eichav ha'elach v'achach mafresh. So that's a din by chumas chutz laretz. So whatever it says, like an Ag Gemara that Reb Meir ate the Ola Shel Yerek, it means he ate it and he was going to take Maisa later. For whatever reason, he couldn't take Maisa before, he's going to take Maisa later. Or you're allowed to be Mevatel at Beroiv. If you're Tamei, you're allowed to be Mevatel at Beroiv and eat it even if you're Tamei. You have that Kulam Becheris by Chalas Chutz Laretz and who would then by Chumas Chutz Laretz. So it doesn't mean that you're Potter, it means that you have the coolest of Chumas Chutz Laretz. And that also, everyone can be maskim, but that's true, the Chumas Chutz Laretz have these kulas, the shiles of its shtims are the rayas, that it's more than just, it has certain kulas, yipatu legamri. But all these terutzim, one is that they're only geyser in certain minim, either dog and tirish v'yitzar, because that's the raisa, or ilonis, because that's at least an asmachta, or minim that they had in Eretz Yisrael, or the teretz, that they're only geyser on yiddish produce, not geyish produce, or the teretz that they were only geyser on vaday not demai, or the teretz that they were geyser but they had to give us the kulis, you're allowed to eat before your mafresh, you're allowed to be mevatel b'roiv. All these four teretzim won't be answer the minig that we don't take off chumas and maishas even from vaday by chutz laretz, even from dog and tirish v'yitzar, even when it's grown by it. But there's another teretz which many rishonim bring down. And many Rishonim hold of it stamaza, even if they hold it doesn't answer the kasha. That it wasn't the pshat that there were guys of chuma in the entire Chutz Laretz. There were guys of chuma in Mekaymas HaKraven. The places that were close to Eretz Yisrael, that's what they were geyser. The Mekaymas HaRachaykim, they were never geyser. Now this might answer the second kasha and not the first kasha. It might answer why the minig in Chutz Laretz was not to be mafrish, because they were Rechaykim. Question is, it's Mavur L'chay, there were geyser in Bavel, and it seems like the minig in Bavel, when the Eden was still living in Bavel, they were not mafrish. But you see, the Ramban has a problem with this teretz. Even though he agrees the halacha with this teretz, he says, what about Beis Shan? Beis Shan was close. So he holds it of the combination to Rutzim. He holds that the reason Beis Shan, he holds like Rebbeinu Tam, was because of Demai, that wasn't Vaday. And the reason why we're not mafresh is because when you're rochek, you don't have to be mafresh. Now the Rambam says like this. The Rambam, in the beginning of the Hilchos Tshuva, says that Tshuvas and Maishas min haTorah only noig in Eretz Yisrael, and the Nevi'im eskinu shenoigis afilu be'eretz Shinar in Bavel, and the Nevi'im weren't geizah in any other Medina except for Bavel. And then he says, Chachamim harishayim eskinu shenoigis af be'eretz Mitzrayim u'be'eretz Amun u'Moav, named Shem Svivas le'eretz Yisrael. So it sounds like it's only these countries, Bavel, and Mitzrayim, Amun u'Moav, which are around Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam brings Surya, that Surya has a din mirabbanan of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam is mashma, and this is how the Chazon Ish learns. The Rambam says when the early Bavel came, the hunichu mekaymes, that the early Mitzrayim was said, like the Gemara says, lezigavim early Bavel v'loy pachim in a chumus umaisus, kadeh shismu aleim aniyim b'shvias, but he says they didn't patter them from chumus umaisus, the parts of lezigu early Bavel. And then he writes, for Rabbeinu HaKadosh hid the Beis Shan Ma'isim Mekayim Ashlech Zigim Ma'ilu Bavel. So the Chazon Ish learns that originally they were Mechayiv them in Chumas and Ma'ishas, but then they saw, in Rebbe's time, it wasn't so negayiv for Aniyim that it should be Chayiv in Chumas and Ma'ishas, so he made a Tekanu to Patur it. So he left that only the ones that the Chacham Rishayim had, Amayim Ma'iv Mitzrayim and Bavel, those are Chayiv, and Rebbe patted everything else. That's the Shittas of Rambam. But other Rishayim hold, they know that the Mekayimus HaSmuchim would of course include Beis Shan. And you have to say another Teres of Rebbe that's talking about Demai, or talking about Gayesha produce, or whatever it is. But Al Kopanim, it's only that Yerusha and HaSmucha, it's only the Mekayimus HaSmucha's Teres Yisrael that are Nichol in the Chiyav Midrabanan. So like we said, the Rambam considers this a Teres even on the Stira, that it's Dafka, the places, Amayin, Moyev, Mitzrayim, and Bavel, that's where there's a Chiyav Chuma, but other Ayareis, even the Smuchais, don't have a Chiyav Chuma Semaishis, and that's what Rebbe was Mat Beis Shan. The Chedushi Aran here adds like a Knech, he says it's only the places which Shchichi Shayarta, places where they travel from Eretz Yisrael, that would explain a little bit more why Bavel, for instance, which is pretty far, they were Geizer, and Beis Shan, which is much closer, they weren't Geizer, because people didn't go to Beis Shan so much. But Al-Kabanim, that's a Mahalach, and even if you don't hold it answers the Stira, it still can answer the Minug, because Einich Hanami, the Mekaymes HaSmuchim, would be Chayiv and Chumus HaMaisis Min HaRabanan, but the rest of Chutzlar, it's not. And many Rishayim hold this way. Besides the Rambam, the Rash and Demai, and Taisus here in Chulin, and the Ramban, and the Rajba, and Kama Rishayim. Now, if you don't hold that way, so what taka is the teretz, why we don't take off Chumas and Maishas and Chutzlaritz? So, Taisus here brings Rabbeinu Tam that says that the fields and Chutzlaritz are not considered like our fields because we have to give taxes from the fields. So, male, they blive like the government-owned fields, and on Goyish fields, there was no gzeira of Chumas Chutzlaritz. So, in Avodah Zarah, Taisus raises two objections to that possible heter. First of all, even in the Gemara's time, they had to pay taxes. So Weisdeis, the fact that you have to pay taxes doesn't mean that it's considered a Gayesha field. And the second kash is, not every field is taxable. How would that answer the fact that you don't take of Chumas and Maishas even from fields that we don't have to pay taxes? So Taisus here brings you Yishalmi. He wants to learn up the Yishalmi, and Yishalmi says it's Pater. And Taisus earlier brings you Yishalmi that says that Rabbi Yechanan said, "Rabbi Seinu shebegayel mefrishin chumus amaisus at shebo haroivim ubitlum." The roivim came and mevatel it. What are roivim? So he says, "Mani roivim targumunya." Targumunya is the roivim, but it's not clear what the Yishalmi means. The roivim were mevatel it, and who are the roivim? Targumunya. Roivim sometimes would mean the youth, but it's very unclear what the Yishalmi means. But Al Kopanim, Taisa says in Nusach that Kalmakim Shalachar Ifefis Biyadam Aleich Achar Minig. You see, the Minig is that we don't do it, and we have the Yishalmi which says that the Raven will mevatel it. So we say Mechan the Yishalmi. The guy in S, that was Rabbi Yechanan that said it. Then we find the Rambam after Rabbi Yechanan the Bavli that held to the take of Chumas and Maisis. It's the guy in Simin Shinlam and Aleph Sifkat and Beis. So Lachayr, you see that the Bavli didn't hold of this Yishalmi. But that's what Taisus says it was with Saimechan. And these terutzim would work even for the Aris Akravis, is that Taisus Rebuda Achasin and Brachas that says that even in Mitzrayim and in Bavel, they didn't take off Chumas and Maishas. and they're clearly nichol and the gzeira of chumas and maishas and chutzlarit. So Teretz says the same that the raven was mevatalit, whatever that means, or that the land doesn't belong to Yidden because they have to pay taxes. The sefer kafta beferech in Perek Tezvav brings the tshuvas of tzemach and also says that the minig in Bava was not to take off chumas and maishas. Now there is a tshuva. It's in the Eitzer Agayim and Beya Daf Yud Beis that brings a tshuva from Reb Tzemach Gain that says that since they're not noyik tum and tarim, a male is no din chumas and maisis. The whole chumas and maisis was when the Kanim Levim would actually be able to eat the chumas and maisis. But today we're not being noyik tum and tarim, so a male, there's no din chumas and maisis. Could be that's the pshan and the raven that were mevatalit, and could be you could explain lefizeh, that maybe it was takatoli, in the places, the Taisa says in the end of the first parak of Nida, they had the Eifah Parah during the times of Amiruam. So it could be, but Markham, they had the Eifah Parah, and they were Noyik Tum and Tara, there they were Noyik Shumas and Maestris. And the Shalmin that says they weren't was a pshat that they weren't Noyik Tum and Tara, like the Gainim are saying. So the Mela, when they couldn't be Noyik Tum and Tara at all, that's when the minig was not to do Shumas and Maestris. Could be that's the Alzeh Simchinon. Lameis, it's interesting, Reb Chaim Kinevsky in the Sefer Derech Emunah brings down the Meiser Rav that says that the Goyin went and he bought a field in Chutz Laretz, he planted Chitim and he took off Chumas and Meisers. He wanted Mekayim in the midst of Chumas and Meisers. Meisers, the Goyin didn't hold of all these Teretzim and held that there was a Chiv, even Mekayim Meshrechaikim, Al Kaponim if it's a Yiddish owned field, and he wanted Mekayim that mitzvah. And also what's unclear is there a chiv v'zman hazeh? The Rambam is mashmir. Is a chiv even v'zman hazeh in Bavel and in Amon and in Moav, which is in Jordan now, and in Mitzrayim, which is in Egypt now. But like we said, the minig was not that way even in those places. But if the teretz on the minig is that it's only by the mekaymus hakravim, not by the mekaymus harchaikim, so Amon, Moav, Mitzrayim, Bavel, like Iraq, Jordan, and Egypt, would be mechuyev in chumas and maisus midar abanan. In Syria also, which is today Syria, Reb Chaim Kineski brings down from the tshuvas beis dina shel Shlomo, who was one of the rabbanim in Syria, Reb Chaim, the end of Simon Beis and Gimel, that the minig was not to be mafish chumas and maisus in Syria, and he says no. He says you should be, because Syria is kibush yachid, and you should be mafish chumas and maisus in Syria. And Shurei Bracha brings it down in Simon Shinlam and Aleph Sifkat and Aleph. It sounds like the minig was not to machmir, and the gedalim, you know, the machmir were machmir in Syria. And Syria might be more chomer than Amon, Moav, and Mitzrayim, and Bavel, because could be the din that the raven were mevatel it to kedaim is dafka on what's called chutzlarts, but Syria has a din of Eretz Yisrael midarabanan, even though we all kibush shachalei shmei kibush, and midarabanan, it's considered shmei kibush, so maybe Syria is even more chomer. So the kids are just the chazer over. On the kasha the stira, the Al Gemara and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that there's no chuma in Chutz Laretz, and the Gemara in Bechayr Islam and Chav Zayin and Brach Islam and Vav and Beyad Afil Bey says that there is. We have Berech five terutzim. One is that there's a chiluk dog in Tirish V'Yitzar, or perhaps Ilana, so perhaps Minim that were close to Eretz Yisrael. Those you mechuyim in Chutz Laretz, Mashenki and other Minim which they didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael, or they're not mechuyim in their Isa. You don't have a chiv in Chutz Laretz. You have a Beinu Tam that's Dafka Demai that's Potter in Chutz Laretz, not Vaday. You have the Ramban that says Dafka Goyish produce is Potter in Chutz Laretz, not Yiddish produce. You have Rab David Mimailin in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that the Mechuyiv, but you have different kulis that you could be Echavach Kachmafresh and Mimavatal Merev. And you have the Teretz that only with specific Mekaymis in Chutz Laretz that you were Chayiv. Mekayimus Asmuchim, or specific Mekayimus Asmuchim, or Shchichi Sheyarta, and other Mekayimus Apater. And on the Kasha, when the Gemara says that there is Chuma and Chutzlars, why don't we do it today? So you have the Teretz that it's only Mekayimus Asmuchim, but that wouldn't answer the Mekayimus Asmuchim. You have Rebbeinu Tam's Teretz that since you have to pay taxes, so Mamela blibes Goyish own property, and Taisa Vaidazara asks that in the Gemzman Chazal they also have to pay taxes. And you have the Teretz that the Rishalmi says that they were mevatel that takana. And the Shiles of Ishtims with the Bavli. And you have the Ga'inim, Reb Samuel Ga'in, that says that the Takana was only when they were Noyik Tum and Tyre, and now we're not Noyik Tum and Tyre, so we don't have that Takana anymore. And now it's the one more Inyan to finish the Blat. The Gemara, towards the end of the Blat, and the Zayinim brings a story with the Pinchas Ben Yor, brings Kama Gavaldiga, Muridika stories. And one of them happened with Rebbe. That Rebbe came and asked Pinchas Ben Yor if he could please eat by him. And the Pinchas Ben Yair says, he agreed. And Rebbe was so excited, and he said, don't think that I don't eat by people because I'm mudder and off from them. Adarabba, I don't mind eating by people. It's just that some people really want to give, but they don't have enough. So it's not right to eat by them. They don't have enough. And some people who have enough, but they really don't want to give. So it's not right to eat by them because they don't really want to give. That's why I don't eat by people. I'll eat by you. Because you really want to give, and you have plenty. Rebbe was very rich, and he really wanted to give, and as well, he's going to eat by him. But he says, right now, he's in the middle of doing a mitzvah, and when he comes back, he'll eat by him. But Hashem made that Reb Pinchas Ben Yair shouldn't have to go against his chumra not to eat by people, because when he came back, he saw that there were mules, white mules, and he said he doesn't want to go into the house, because there's a Malach HaMavis in this house. So he didn't eat there because of the white mules. So Rebbe came to talk to him about it, and Rashi says, what's wrong with white mules? Because if they injure someone, it can never get healed. That's why the Malach HaMavis. So he said, I'll tell you what, I'll sell them. I don't mind getting rid of them, I'll sell them. He says, you'll sell them, you're able with neither. He says, okay, so I'll be mafka them. So he says, you mafka them, so then you're going to cause even more damage. So he said, all right, so I'll cut off their hooves. So they won't be able to cause any damage. So he said, you can't do that. It's Tsar Bali Chaim. So he said, I'll kill them. So he said, that's Bal Tashkas. So Mamela, he didn't have any Eitzah, and Reb Pinchas Ben Yair ended up not eating by him. Ad kan the sugya. So there's a very interesting shtickle from the Pre-Yitzchak of Itzel Petterberg on this Gemara. And it started because the Shail asked the Makasha and the Rashi. Rashi says it's nothing either to sell it to a Yid. What about selling it to a guy? So he said, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy because they make them in Behemagasa. So the Shail asked him, so why can't you sell it through a Shliach? If you sell it through a Sarsa, through a middleman, there's no Issa to sell a guy Behemagasa through a middleman. So he said, Lulik Devei Rashi would have said, it's because the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah after Zion, you can't sell Goyim, Davim Varoyis, you can't sell them beers and lions, Zachol Davish Hishman Ezek L'Rabim. That's why you can't sell it to a guy, because you can't sell to a guy anything that will cause damage. And these white mules apparently will cause damage. But what does Rashi mean that you can't sell it to a guy because you can't sell him Behem Agassi? You have an Eitzah to sell him through a middleman. And he says that the B'shaya Pik, in his Sefer Chazus Kasha, says the same Kasha. But he says he has a teretz to the kasha, because he says the whole Gemara of Emes is pelvic shver. First of all, what was the Havimina? First of all, why did Rebbe have these white mules to begin with? It's a Mefurashi Gemara, Asla Adam Shigadal Kel Rabbisach Beisai Lesasin Dom Lesecha. Why did Rebbe have the mules to begin with? What was the Pshan and Rebbe? Second kasha is, what's the problem, Tzar Balechayim or Bal Tashkas? Tzar Balechayim, anytime there's a Tzarech Adam, there's no Tzar Balechayim. So first, Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, the Rishayim will say it, that there's no Tzar Balechayim if you need it. And Bal Tashkas also is only when you Eisa Derech Hashchasa. The Rambam says in Perek Vavuch Smolachim, but now when you're doing to Mesalik and Ezek, what would be the Eisa Bal Tashkas? It's a Pella. He brings a Chayim ready to ask the Kasha. And what was Rebbe's having to sell to someone else? Well, he didn't know about Lifnei either. So he said like this. He says, Avada the pshat is that the white mules aren't really Darka Mahazik. They don't have a din. They're not bears or lions that you're not allowed to sell to Goyim. And you're allowed to keep them also. They're not Darka Mahazik. The only problem was, like the Gemara says, if they're Mahazik, then there's no refuah. So any behemoth really could be Mahazik. Every once in a while, a behemoth gets a little wild, but doesn't mean it's us to have behemoths. So there's no Issib Etzim to have the white mules. Otherwise, Avada Rebbe wouldn't have them. So what was Reb Pinchas Ben Yair bothered with? Reb Pinchas Ben Yair was bothered with that he felt the Rebbe was such a chassid, the minus chassidus is not to have it. It might cause damage. So it's partially the minus chassidus. That's what he called it in Malach HaMavis. L'gaydol haflogis chassidusai of Adam Chashiv like Rebbe, he shouldn't be having white mules. So Rabbi said, okay, if it bothers you, I have the white mules. You think it's not, doesn't pass for such a big tzaddik like me to have white mules. So I'll sell them. So he said, the pshat is like this. As Zayvid is a midas chassidus not to have them, the same midas chassidus would make that you shouldn't sell them. He says it's very meduyik in Rashi. Rashi says, lifnei, Rashi says, t'chihechid asirin loch asirin la'achrini. What does Rashi mean? T'chihechid asirin loch asirin la'achrini? Stop. It's asir la'achrini, should have said. What's t'chihechid asirin loch? Terry says, no, it's meduyik. It's taka not asir. But on the tzan, it's asir. If it falls to taka asir to Rebbe, so then I'll have the isir lifnei even also. There's no eitz of him to sell it to a yind. It's fine to connect the midas chassidus. If it's a midas chassidus for him not to have it, it would be the same midas chassidus for him to say that another yid shouldn't have it, and there'll be a lifnei either mitzad midas chassidus. Very good, the havman and the maskana. So mainly he says, we bound the whole thing as a chumrah. Mainly there is a yisitzah balachayim. That's by me a very big chiddush also. The ma'ish said there is a chumrah for him. So why don't you write to say, for his chassidus, for his maila, he taka can't have these white mules with hooves, and mainly he should cut off the hooves, and he shouldn't be chayish with tzar balechayim. Abadash date, al-kavan in the kash is a little bit leichter, since it's a midas chassidus, nikir adin is a lot of habits, so mainly can't be over tzar balechayim for it. And also would be considered maltashkas, since lamaisi is a lot of habit, so lamaisi will be maltashkas to kill it, he has to be chayish with isra maltashkas, even though with tzar chassidus say you shouldn't have it, abadash days, it's not enough. Also be chiddish, the chayir, if he's masking to Pinchas Manyar, the Mitzad Chassidus say he can't have it, and there's no eitz of him to keep his Midas Chassidus without killing them. So why would that be Baltashkas? A Balkapanam Leichter is the Kasha. He's considered Baltashkas since Minishvi is mutter to have it, and Rebbe Mitzidai would be allowed to have it as a Mela good. So Mela would be a problem with Baltashkas, would be a problem with Tzar Balichayim. So that he says is selling it to a guy, which there wouldn't be any lifnei either, because the guy is zuchanat, doesn't have to keep this midas chassidus. And it's not a problem of selling them to even varayis, because it's not really shkiyah chazekah. So selling the guy should bechol not be a problem. That's what Rashi says, that the problem is emerchim bein megasim, and mela, blayv shved the kasha, why couldn't he sell it through a middleman? And that's what the priyatzah goes to speak about the middleman. But that's the mitzvah patabrigas pshat in the Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.